Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I exposed how the Michigan state government is trying to pretend it only owes $60 billion of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions while producing two different sets of financial statements to make it difficult to find that figure. Using closer to real-world experience on the rate of return on investments held in pension funds and the discount rate to reflect the impact of inflation, the American Legislative Exchange Council recently reported on funded public pension liabilities of state governments for the year 2022. In that report, the net present value of Michigan's unfunded employee pension liabilities was over $146 billion. Michigan state government pensions are now only funded for barely 35% of the net present value of the liability. Industry standards are that any pension less than 70% funded has almost no chance of paying benefits in full. Michigan state government is barely half of that low threshold. Michigan's governor and legislature know that the state government pension deficit is so massive that the state government is basically bankrupt. But they couldn't be bothered to devote sufficient state revenues to address this crisis. The governor and legislature this year enacted laws to provide free preschool and school lunches to the children of wealthy Michigan families, but not funds for this real financial catastrophe. When Detroit went through bankruptcy, it found that pension liabilities were owed to already retired employees and for current city employees who would retire, on average, within 12 years. On this basis, the most sensible financial solution would be for the state government to devote an immediate, or within the next 12 years, $60 billion or more to cover underfunded pensions. Sadly, the government and legislature didn't use really any of the extra several billion dollars in this year's alleged budget surplus to cover any of this deficit. Instead, like almost every state, Michigan's government is planning to cover the unfunded pension liabilities over the next 30 years. Taking that long to catch up on unfunded past liabilities will impose massive burdens on taxpayers for interest costs. Why are Michigan citizens letting the government get away with this travesty? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.